Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading from 2 Corinthians today is the basis of today's sermon, especially these words. Therefore, in order to keep me from being conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded to the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest in me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insult, in hardship, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Thus far the reading. Good afternoon, Mount Olive Lutheran Church. As always, it is good to be here worshiping with you, and we are here at the tail end of our series on the Lord's Prayer. How wonderful. But I must say, I'm going to miss these. It has been a fantastic series thus far. And now we move into, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Lord, lead us not into temptation. Not that he tempts us, but that he would help us, that we might be able to resist temptations that come. For who here is without sin? Answer, nobody. Right? I often think back when I read this, our Corinthians text, to when I was a younger child. I was about 13 years old. I was going to a camp called Spring Hill. It was a Christian camp, and it was fantastic. You know, had all the things, water slides, rock climbing, Bible studies, you name it, they had it. But every year they had like a different theme. And when I was 13, 14 years old, the theme that year was sin, temptation, right? Relying on the Lord. How appropriate. It's almost like it matches with our text. But so the thing that you had to do in between going rock climbing or going to the water park or whatever you were doing is everybody was given their sin to carry around or something that represented it, right? It was usually a rock, right? Like, ah, there you go, Billy, have a rock. All right, and it'd be Billy's job that whatever activity he would go to, he'd have to carry this rock from rock climbing to finger painting to candle making to whatever. And those rocks got heavy. Our group leader was an overachiever. Because we weren't given a rock. Our whole group, you know, this is a bunch of like 13-year-old boys, were all given a bench that we had to carry around with us. This is like from our campsite. So here we all go, and you know, many hands make light work, but it's still a bench, and we're like 13, 14 years old. We'd march to our next activity. And you know, that was fine for the first day. It was okay on the second. The third day, we're looking at all those other people who just have a rock to carry around, and we're like, what is this? What is this nonsense? I'm tired all the time. We got to rock climbing. They're like, all right, time to rock climb. No, I'm glad we brought the bench so I can sit on it. I'm tired. I'm tired of this bench. I'm tired of carrying this around all the time. Hence the point. To be sure, all the other kids were tired of carrying around their rocks as well. But that bench, that was tough. And it'd be like all six of us carrying this thing, that's how big it was. But it was always frustrating because, you know, as fun as everything was, it would breed this attitude. Why do we have to carry this around? Why do we have this heavy load? Why can't we just let it go? Why can't we just be rid of it? I often feel a lot like Paul in our text for today when he says, "The Lord has given me a thorn in the flesh." He suffers with something, some malady. Who knows what it is? But it bothers him. And he, in all earnestness, he prays that the Lord takes it away. The Lord says something odd. My grace is sufficient for you. Now, when I reflect on myself, I might not be carrying around a giant bench anymore, but we all have those sins that are difficult for us, our own thorns in our flesh, that we pray that the Lord takes away, and some days we're all right. We don't fall into sin. We're able to carry that bench, and we're able to resist the temptation. But every once in a while, we get to the rock climbing wall, that bench goes down, our butt goes on and says, I'll just indulge for a little bit. And then you feel the shame because you weren't strong enough to do it. I feel that shame. I empathize with Paul and his thorn in his flesh because when he describes this thing that he struggles with, it reminds me of the sins that I struggle with. Lord, lead us not into temptation. Lord, why am I still struggling? Why is this so hard for me? Why am I not able to give this up? And maybe we look at the sins of other people. We look at the bench that we're carrying and we say, Billy only has to carry a rock. This is a rock. If I had the rock, I'd be okay. I could carry that rock all day. I've been carrying this bench all day. We immediately start looking to others, their lives, their sins. They have it easier than us. It can breed resentment. Why do I struggle with this sin? Why is this sin my struggle? But perhaps best is the full context of 2 Corinthians, right? I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. Whether it is in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows. He was caught up to paradise and heard inexorable things, things that no one was permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weakness. Weakness? Does anybody here like their weaknesses, their failings? And yet, here is Paul boasting about his weaknesses. There is an attitude when it comes to sin that we can do it all on our own. And yet, in our Lord's Prayer, it is what? Lord, Lord, lead us not into temptation, meaning you're acknowledging the Lord that you struggle. Lord, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from this evil. Because it's not about you carrying the bench. It's about the Lord carrying your sins and when you sin. Everyone hates the idea of being weak, that we want to be self-reliant. But the point is that we can't be self-reliant on ourselves when it comes to sin. Christ takes our sin, our load off our shoulders and says, my grace is sufficient in you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. There can be a lot of pride tied up around our sin, not even just trying to justify that sin, but the idea of, no, I can bear this on my own. I can do it on my own. I can change. And there are sins that I struggle with. I'm sure there are sins that you struggle with, that you have struggled with for a lifetime. You may despise your weakness, your habitual turning back into sin, and do continue to struggle. But remember, it's not about you. You are weak. You will fail eventually. Maybe not this sin, maybe not this sin, but eventually you will. And Christ says, I delight you are weak because I am strong, and in my power is made perfect in weakness. That is why we might be like Paul, and we might say so confidently. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insult, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.